Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Big Angry Phil.
Hello.
What's going on, brother? How are you?
I'm good. I'm actually being responsible, and I'm drinking coffee instead of booze, only because I'm trying to knock off a big migraine, and coffee usually knocks that out pretty quick, and I could sort of stay focused and pay attention to the show.
Really? So you're not drinking alcohol for once?
Yeah, because I know by the end of the program, I'll be like, yep, it's time to go.
Well, that's how you know, though, you know. You do have a limit after a while. That's when you know you have to wrap it up.
Yeah, I don't do it on my own podcast anymore, because I've gotten in trouble for, you know, one time I stayed up late doing it, and I was smashed, and I missed an alarm, and I was late for work, and I got thrown off that job.
So, oh shit, really? All right,
that's a big rule of mine. No drinking during the fucking podcast.
Wow, was that early on?
That was a while ago. Yeah, that was when I was still doing call-ins, and I don't do that anymore because it's a pain in the ass.
Wow. Once again, folks, for those that don't know, this is Big Angry Phil from the Big Angry Phil podcast, and you've been doing that for quite some time. You have a bit of a background in commercial work for radio, I believe, as well, correct?
Not radio, actually, for television.
Sorry.
In fact, it's been slammed. It's one of the few aspects of the film industry that's really come back with a full swing, right, during the COVID craziness. It has been crazy busy, through the end of last year to the beginning of this year. I've been working almost nonstop. So
that's a good thing then.
That is a good thing, although it's getting to the point where I don't see, Jesus, I need a break. Well, meanwhile, people still haven't gotten back to work yet, so now you feel like an asshole for saying that. But we're getting our ass kicked out, because there's no stopping advertisement. I mean, no matter what crisis is going on, it will continue. You know, people will continue to sell you crap that you don't need, and that's never going to stop.
And everyone's going to still think you're an asshole.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, I've gotten to the point now. It's like, I don't really care what I don't really care. I'm sure half of the world thinks I'm an asshole, and the other half of it thinks I'm a dick.
Yeah, people love me. People hate me. You know, you have people like this on the internet.
Yeah.
Michael Deacon knows how to hurt me. He pretends to be my friend behind the scene, but he's doxed me. He talks shit about me constantly. He tells me the things that the voices in my head used to tell me.
Yeah, people like that.
Sounds like the customer service rep at Hewlett Packard.
Yeah.
I've heard that guy on the phone before.
I'm sure you have. So there's lots of people like that are delusional. They are insane. Yeah. And the news and none of this helps. Social media doesn't help. And of course, you have
not
been
at all
kicked off of social media. Tell me a little bit about that.
I don't know if you've heard this. I'm a little bit outspoken. It's kind of a little outspoken. If you call somebody an idiot now, especially like on Facebook, I get banned for that. You know, because now it's entered the algorithm. It's like, I called somebody an idiot. I don't even know why, what it was about.
Yeah.
But that was labeled as hate speech.
So hate speech.
That means somebody actually went there and complained about the post. Yeah, hate speech. Calling
hate
somebody
speech,
an idiot.
Right. Wow.
Even when they're being an idiot, you can't call them an idiot. So idiot is a bad word now. Now we have 4 and 5-letter words that you can't say. And Twitter, I've been thrown off of that too, which, quite frankly, I'm not really sad about it. I'm almost relieved. I even took the app off my phone. It's like, well, fuck it. Even if I'm allowed to come back, I probably won't.
You're done.
Yeah,
you're calling quits. Yeah,
there's nothing fun on there anymore. It's just everybody bitching. Everybody's a political pundit.
It's an echo chamber.
What talking about.
Yeah, everyone's just sort of emotional. And well, you do have other platforms you can go to, but those are also echo chambers of sorts.
Yeah, I mean, I still have Instagram, and mainly because, you know, there's still cool stuff posted on that. Like,
well, it depends what you like, like fights and, you know, yeah, people crashing,
animals, and you know
getting hurt.
There's DJs that put a lot of cool music on there and shit. That's fine. You know, there's not a lot of politics on there, and if there is, I just skip by it anyway.
That's kind of what I do as well.
Yeah, but the political fighting on is like, why? It's like it was developed just so the billionaire tech overlords could watch these. Look at him go, the left against the right against the left, look at him go. You know, it's just amusement to somebody much higher up than us.
I would have to say so, yes. It's all designed to go back to making you sort of buy what you don't really need, sort of what you were saying earlier.
Exactly. Because television has become obsolete. Nobody sits around the boob tube anymore and watches TV. Which is why I don't really understand why network TV still exists. Why we still have NBC, CBS, Fox, you know, running all those commercials and still censoring content. You know, you still can't say shit or, you know, dirty words on there.
I thought you could say shit though on TV.
You could say shit on basic cable. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, you still have to pay for everything, even the network programming.
They still fine you
to see it. You know, even to stream it online.
Oh, you mean to stream it? Oh, I'm sorry.
Some kind of premium service. So. There's nothing free anymore, so there's really no reason for the safe networks to exist anymore. They're still putting out those same lame-ass sitcoms with the laugh track, you know, with over and over. It's the same crap over and over again, and no matter how woke they try to make it, it's still unwatchable. You can't.
Yes. We've been going through that all year. Well, the last, 5 years, it's been like that, I would say, very politicized.
Yeah, and you'd think the low ratings would tell them that, you know, this shit ain't working, but they're not. But it's not politically correct. They're so afraid of walking on eggshells and offending somebody because, again, people are lawsuit crazy. People are suing over being offended. People are suing over everything. So that's why the eggshells, they don't really care about these causes. They're just afraid of upsetting anybody in the world. And via social media, anybody could be upset, and they see one unfavorable tweet, and they lose their fucking mind. And I always sit there and wonder, why do we always cater to the people that don't like things? Why don't we cater to people that do like things? And the reason is, usually when you like something, you don't post about it, unless you really, really like it or you're getting paid to endorse it. But you never see, you know, people don't take out their time to write favorable Yelp reviews. You know,
right,
you always see negative ones. People can't wait to say, fuck this place. The parking sucks and the food sucks. Blah, 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 blah. You know, and the feeling that you have that, hey, I have a chance to ruin somebody's business. Like, everybody gets off on the idea they might be able to ruin somebody financially or professionally, get them fired, get them canceled. You know, that's a lot of people's driving motivation now. And that's sad.
And you know where that comes from.
Trying to maybe help people, especially through a fucking pandemic where everybody's lost their job and lost their business anyway.
Yeah.
We still sitting around saying, I hope they fail. I hope that place burns down. Like, that way of thinking needs to change.
Yeah, but that sort of mentality is awful, but you do see it a lot on in the media and, of course, social media. It's the herd mentality of sorts.
Yeah. Yeah, we want to be the cool kids, you know. Hey, wokeism is cool. Well, you know, because you're young, that's all you want to do is fit in. No matter how stupid the idea is, you have to fit in or you're going to be called, you know, a nerd or an outcast.
Yes, keep that mindset right now, because we're going to go back to that sort of thing in a second here, but... going back to Twitter for a second, I did call a guy, another show host, I called him a cunt. And yeah, I got a bit of a timeout on Twitter not long ago either.
Oh, cunt will get you thrown out, but I can't even say idiot. Holy shit. If I said cunt, I'd be, you know, they'd hunt down my immediate family and somehow cancel them.
Really? That bad?
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's because he's Canadian. You know, I called him a Canadian cunt.
Yeah. That's a special kind of cunt, too.
Yeah, it is. Cunt. Canadian, good lord.
Yeah.
No doubt. But yes, Twitter, very awful, very dull, bit of an echo chamber. you know, it's kind of oversaturated with political opinions that, you know, quite frankly, no one really gives a fuck about anybody about it.
How all the blue check marks, how all the celebrities all seem to be slanted to the left. Like, are they getting paid to say this dumb shit? It's like, why am I seeing Seth MacFarlane talking about kids in cages? You created Family Guy. What the fuck are you talking about? You used to do the most politically incorrect shit on television. Now I see you know, belching out the same ultra-liberal jargon propaganda that everybody else is doing. It's almost like every blue checkmark is being paid by the establishment to push the same narrative. Like, just shut up. What are you doing? You got to wonder if it's even them typing most of these people.
I would have to say probably not. Probably not. I don't think it's actually, I think it's probably their representative, their media rep.
Yeah.
Their PR guy.
I mean, like every other week you see some dopey story, because the news thinks they're being hip by talking about Twitter. Like, Twitter's been around for almost 15 years now. It's not hip or happening anymore. It's really a shell of its former self. It's gotta be going out like MySpace, I think.
Yeah, it was really popular though for a couple years.
Yeah,
three, four years.
I joined in 2012. You know, it was still fairly
new. Yeah.
But now it's like, oh Jesus, the same. You know, you're a Nazi. You're an idiot. Da 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 da. Get the COVID vaccine. Don't get the COVID vaccine. It's like, just shut up, all of you. Just shut up. Show pictures of stuff.
Right.
Or just go away.
And by the way, we were talking about the verdict earlier here. Before we started recording that, I do have a little clip
verdict.
Here. The verdict.
The verdict of the century. I'm surprised they didn't call this the trial of the century. By the way, how is it over so fucking fast? Usually these things drag on for fucking months. Doesn't that seem a little suspicious? It was over in about 15 seconds.
I guess because of COVID, everyone just said, fuck it, let's just get rid of it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I was always, every time some story like this just gets blown out of proportion, I tend to look for the phony aspects of it. And, you know, they shout out this trial all of a sudden, bang, bang, bang. It's like, what's really going on here? And, you know, we already got the piles of bricks ready for the rioting. You know, dump them off right here, Home Depot.
Well, my last guest I talked to, he says the whole thing was a hoax.
Yeah, I mean.
He says it wasn't even a real body used, by the way. He went that deep, by the way.
Yeah, I can understand that rule of thing. I tend not to believe anything. Again, anything the media goes overboard with, I tend to think a lot of that's phony, like the Capitol insurrections. Like, a lot of that shit didn't look real to me. That looked like a badly acted stage play, complete with bad costumes. You know, like these guys, really, they just walked in there and just la-di-da-di-da. And I'm going to stand here at the podium with my Viking helmet on. Really? They couldn't do a better job. They really didn't sell that to me, I'll tell you what. And they're still going on and on. The riots in Portland have produced much more damage than whatever that shit was on January 6th.
Yeah, and I believe we're going to see more later on from Portland. I think the mayor, the last time I read, they declared a national state of emergency.
The mayor is, I mean, I thought our mayor was bad.
No, he's LA's the worst.
Mayor, Garcetti, but Jesus, that guy's just a cowering little weasel over there. And that's what another thing I don't understand is all of a sudden there's every single mayor in this country is a cowering little weasel, and every governor, too. It's like they're all just alien plants or some kind of shit.
I don't really know what happened.
These people were voted in.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to the state of politics in the last couple of years. Yeah. It's gone really bad.
Yeah, there's a huge globalist communist push, and I think all these hapless leftist mayors are all just kind of dropped in there. I don't know anybody who voted for Gavin Newsom. I don't know anybody, left or right, that voted for Gavin Newsom. Nobody.
I don't either. Yeah, nor left or right. I don't know anyone who likes him. But yeah, let's play this little clip here.
Who?
Well, if I unmute it, we could hear it. That would probably help, but yeah, let me go back for a second and hit play. Oh, here we go.
Count one, court file number 27, CR 20-12646. We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count one, unintentional second degree murder while committing a felony, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April, 2021 at 1:44 p.m.
We
signed
won,
juror
we
foreperson,
won.
Juror number 19.
We won. Where's
same
our
caption, verdict count two.
If you could only see his eyes.
Entitled matter as to count two. third-degree murder, perpetrating an eminently dangerous act, find the defendant guilty. His verdict agreed to this 20th day of April, 2021, at 1:45 p.m. Signed by jury four-person juror number 19. Same caption, verdict count 3. We, the jury, in the above-entitled matter as to count 3, second-degree manslaughter, culpable negligence, creating an unreasonable risk, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April, 2021, at 1:45 p.m. Jury four-person 019.
Ooh.
Well, let's see if this stops the riots. Yeah, you're right.
No, it's not going to stop them, by the way.
Yeah, we already dropped off the bricks and the bottles to make the Molotov cocktail. They're not going to go to waste. And we already sent our troops in there, meaning our people that are going to riot, people we bust in from out of town. Well, shit, we already paid for them to get there. Let's finish the job.
Right. Now I'm trying to find a rather... So I was going to play I think we have a clip of Tucker here for you.
What a weird day to have a verdict on 420.
It's a great day. What are you talking about?
I mean, ordinarily it's a good day. It's just a weird day to, come down with a verdict like this. This is the day we're going to decide this fucking case on 420 when everybody's stoned out of their mind.
Well, that's a good, yeah. Well, I mean,
maybe everybody's calm. Time. Everybody, it's like, okay, cool.
Well, I mean, you have a headache. I feel like you should probably,
Yeah, I'll probably dip into that a little bit later.
You probably should. I think it would help your head there.
Yep.
You feel much better. But yes, let's play. Here we go. Yes, Tucker and who is this lady here? Ah, yes, this is Candace Owens. Let's hear what they have to say.
That's ever been, you'd think the most civilized and the most just. Here you have to consider a murder case through the lens of politics. When you get to that point, haven't you already given up civilization?
Well, that's correct. And what we're really seeing is mob justice. And that's really what happened with this entire trial. This was not a trial about George Floyd or Derek.
By the way, I hate both of these people.
Yeah, I don't. I watch Tucker occasionally, the clips. It's really the only one on Fox News I ever look at. I've noticed his voice is getting a lot higher, though. I wonder why that is.
It got a little high pitch, didn't it?
Yeah, it did used to be that high pitch. And he's lost a lot of weight, too, which they make you do after a while. I remember, Jimmy Kimmel when he started. He was a big fat slob. And now he's skinny as a rail now.
I remember when he used to wear a bow tie.
Yeah.
Back on CNN.
Yeah. It's Candace Owens. I remember Candace Owens when she used to do just little YouTube videos, and I thought those were actually pretty clever. Now I think she thinks she's this giant celebrity now, and we all have to kiss our ass. And I'm not really on board with that. Even if I agree with what she's saying, I'm not on board with the celebrity kind of status she's given herself.
I hear you. The very self-important status, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah. Although I will say, at least she looks halfway decent. I'd say. It seems like the far left chicks are usually very homely,
very ugly,
very nasally, naggy voice.
Yes.
So if I have to pick sides there, just based on that, I'd have to pick.
Based on looks alone, yeah.
Looks and voice and less irritating.
So in other words, they have like less cankles, is what you're saying.
Yeah. As far as what they're talking about, it's just blah, 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 blah to me anyway.
By the way, all the very extreme far right people that I talk to, they love Tucker a lot. And I always find it amusing. I always say, man, you guys really love the CNN anchors a lot. You guys just forget about it. You forgot that he's a CNN guy.
Even if I agree with
everyone loves the CNN
guys. I also
guys.
Realize that newscasting is show business. It's acting.
Big time. They all forget, though.
They're all, they're all actors.
They jump
from one place to another, and they just adopt whatever the narrative is there.
Oh yeah,
so they're all actors. Yeah. I don't believe one goddamn word any of them says.
I don't think they actually believe what they're actually saying, though. To be honest, there's a big difference between a public opinion and a private opinion.
Yeah, and again, even if I agree with some of the stuff Tucker's saying, I realize he's just reading a teleprompter.
Yeah,
he's an actor, just like all those dopes on CNN.
That's
right. I can't even watch them. It's so far to the left there. It's completely unwatchable. I mean, they don't even hide it anymore. And there's several tapes out where you hear people in the background talk about, we need to get Trump out. We need a or, they're pretty much discussing their dirty work. It's like, you're supposed to be a news channel. You're supposed to deliver the news, not opinions. But all news programs have become opinions.
Opinion pieces, right. Yeah. And let's finish the rest of this here. Let's hear Tucker and Candace Owens.
It's the Tucker and Candace show.
I know. Good God.
She's this on was a Fox trial now, about whether the...
What's that?
She's on Fox now. She's like a contributor to Fox News, isn't she? Isn't
that... I thought she was either on that or what's that other network? OAN News or some shit?
Newsmax, one of those.
Something like that, yeah. Those places are pretty funny, too.
I don't watch any of that crap.
They're pretty amusing. You know, they get really scared when Mike Lindell is on because they don't want to get sued. They're like, oh, fuck, he's back. Turn it off. But yes, we'll get into that in a moment.
I was going to buy the David Hogg pillow, but he gave up like the little wuss that he is.
Oh, boy.
Media was powerful enough to create a simulation and decide upon a narrative absent any facts. Whether it was powerful enough to repeat showing and talking about a 9-minute clip that came from somebody's cell phone without adding any context, without showing the full, you know, the full police video, which they could have released. They refused to release the full body cam, which would have added more clarity to the fact that the media was lying. You know, the media came out. Let's not forget this, Tucker. The media came out and told us that this was a man who was just getting his life together. He was a good, you know, good member of society. Society, and he got mixed up because a racist white police officer had it out for him and killed him. All of that fell apart. All of the facts came out and all of that fell apart. We now know, of course, that he had enough fentanyl in him. It was three times the lethal dosage, in him when he died. But nobody cares because the media was successful in putting out a narrative and they kept hitting that narrative. And the reason why the Democrats are happy is because they realize, of course, the media supports them and now means the Democrats can get whatever they want because they can create a narrative and then they can treat people like pawns and get them to basically say, if we don't get what we want, we will riot, we will loot, we will send these people out like soldiers to destroy your neighborhoods. And that is exactly what has happened. That has been the determination of this trial. The media and the Democrats now have enough power to bully and to lie to and to create propaganda and to successfully win. And that is what happened. And they are celebrating that win today.
They're celebrating that win.
Yay!
We won. But yes,
Party
Eric,
time.
Eric Chauvin, convicted on all counts, found guilty of murdering Mr. George Floyd.
Yeah, great. I love how, you know, George Floyd became an instant celebrity overnight.
He's a
too.
Hero.
Yeah. That funeral they had for him, was that the fakest looking thing I've ever seen? It wasn't even a body in that box.
That was pretty awesome,
just,
right? That was...
Maybe they just filled it with rocks to, or something to make it seem like it weighed him down. But come on, man.
That was really? Awesome. It was like a scene straight out of Coming to America.
Yeah, I mean, because they have to hastily put these things together so they don't really look convincing. But, you know, it doesn't take much to convince most people. Most people just see anything. Oh, my God.
By the way, I did see that movie, Coming to America, the second one. It was awful. It was shit, but
pretty bad.
It was awful. But then again, I was loaded. So then again, you know, I did end up liking it.
Yeah. I mean, I like the first movie enough. It's not my favorite Eddie Murphy movie, but not enough to see the second one. I'll probably do what you did. I'll probably get
if
really fucked
if
up.
If you're drinking, take a look at it. Yeah, but you got to be drinking, and then you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Yeah, because I do have several favorite bad movies I like to get blunted and look at, like The Room, for example. Tommy Wiseau's movie. That's a great movie. That's terrible, awful, you know, poorly made movie, but the best movie ever made.
I like watching terrible movies myself. That's why I have Netflix. You know, everything on there is awful.
Yeah. Or just put on, you know, Pluto TV. They have both Mystery Science Theater and Riff Tracks. You know, they have two channels dedicated to both of those. So all it is bad movies. And then those guys ripping on them.
That also works too. But yes, check out Coming to America if you have not yet. It is terrible, but then again, very, very amusing.
I'm gonna put that on my to-do list for the weekend. Oh yeah, Coming to America too. Get ready.
Here's the warning though. But keep in mind, Leslie Jones is in the film, and that, you know, knocks it down like five pegs.
Yeah, I worked on a commercial recently with Leslie Jones.
Oh my God, did you really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
You've probably seen it. I'm not gonna say what the product is. We've probably seen it. You know how, you know, side-slappingly funny she is on everything else she does? Well, same thing here. If you haven't seen the Ghostbusters reboot, the old lady one from 5 years ago, you want to talk about a bad movie and not an enjoyable one. That is a bad movie.
So you worked around Leslie Jones.
Yeah. What are you trying to say? She's fat?
No. Yes, I'm saying
I did work around. We all worked around.
That's Lizzie. A double entendre. I'm sorry. But yes, you did work around
maybe
her.
Maybe a triple in this case.
Yeah, you worked in her vicinity, in other words. But
yes.
So was she nice to you? Did you interact with her?
You know, I didn't deal with her much. There is one funny thing she did, like before, right after we started rolling, she was belting out the line and she stopped and said, "What the fuck is this?" So I do kind of respect her for that.
Yeah, Leslie Jones. But otherwise,
it's the commercials itself is pretty forgettable.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan, but I think I have a feeling which commercial you might have been a part of.
I mean, you've probably skipped it on YouTube a few times. It's popped up on there.
Oh my.
It was actually in the banner at the top.
Lord. So you were responsible for that. Or you just got paid for that.
Listen, I was part of the crew.
You just showed up for work.
I wasn't part of the creative team, believe me.
Good job. Yes.
There's nothing. Yeah. I mean, it's like being a gripper or electrician. You have nothing to do with a script or decide who the talent is. That's
but
well
actually,
beyond my control.
When it comes to money, perhaps you would want to be on her team. Or maybe you don't want the headache.
Yeah, no, I don't think I could listen to her talk for more than 4 seconds.
Yeah, that's another thing that people completely forget about. I mean, when you're involved with these people, you really find out who they really are. And most of the time, believe me, you don't want to meet them.
Yeah.
They're
like I said, usually I don't deal with them that much. You see them come in, you see them go out, and sometimes you can hear them shouting in the next room.
Oh yeah.
You know, trying to belt out. I mean, cause Leslie Jones is a loud ass woman. I mean, you know, that's, she uses her outdoor voice indoors.
I have a feeling that she's very,
she's like, she's 50 years old. She's still hood. You know what I mean?
Oh boy. She's very rambunctious is the word I was looking for.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't watch Saturday Night Live. I haven't watched Saturday Night Live probably since the early 90s, if even that recently. I mean, I don't think it's funny. I don't think it's been funny for a long time, but it still goes on and on. And now it's the same, political horseshit that you hear on every other late night talk show that's gotten stale and boring. So it's another show that just needs to go. It's retire it, please.
By the way,
Saturday Night Live anymore.
There's a few. Yeah, I want to go back to Saturday Night Live for a moment. But before we do, I was going to say, in terms of like working with people, you know, the old saying, you don't really want to meet like the people you idolize or whatever you're a fan of. You don't really want to meet them. You know, in certain cases, it doesn't always work out that way. I mean, I have met people that I do like a lot and they ended up being like really cool in person. But
right.
Has there been any situation like that for you where you did meet someone that you did like and, you know, they kind of turned out to be an asshole?
Yeah. The thing is, I don't really have this celebrity admiration that most of the country has. I mean, people just idolize these celebrities.
They really do. Yeah.
Especially, and we can go back to Twitter on this because Twitter has made it seem like if you follow the celebrity and you're responding to their shit, then you must be a friend of theirs, you know? And these people wouldn't spit on you if they saw you.
That's right.
So I don't really hold celebrities in high regard, but there isn't really anybody I've worked with that I've become more hostile towards. Actually, no, there is one. There is one, Nas, the rapper.
Give me a story.
I've told this story, I think, on the podcast a few years ago, but I like his early work. I mean, I like him as a rapper.
Sure, yeah.
But a lot of these motherfuckers, a lot of these singers and rappers, they are not professional. They feel like the world revolves around them.
He had a stick up his ass.
Yeah.
I see.
And they could just show up whenever they damn well feel like it. This motherfucker, we did this thing for Red Bull, I think it was like 6, 7, 8 years ago. And it was this contest. It was a producer contest. Like they have these kids send in these beats and they pick the winning one. They fly you out to record a song with Nas using that beat. So Red Bull has this studio or had this studio. I don't know if they still do in Santa Monica. And it turned into a 2-day shoot. So this kid from Chicago won. So they flew him out. He's never been to LA before. He was like fucking 18, 19 years old, something like that. So they flew him out here. And then we spent the first day shooting all this B-roll stuff, just cruising around with him in Hollywood and Beverly Hills and, you know, the usual fucking icon, LA icons that you see all the time. That was day one. Day two was in the studio. So we're there at 6 o'clock in the morning, setting up lights, setting up cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
And this kid came in early with us. Like he was there at 7 o'clock in the morning, ready to go. And Nas was supposed to be there, I think, at 9 o'clock in the morning, right? Well, yeah. Right. We know that ain't going to happen.
That ain't going to happen, yeah.
That ain't going to happen. 9 o'clock in the morning.
Ain't going down.
Probably been, you know, partying all night because he
motherfucker, you tripping. You think he's going to be there at that hour?
Yeah. So 9 o'clock, 10, 11, we don't hear from his people. I think finally noon, around lunchtime, we finally get a call. All right, he going to be there at 3 p.m. No explanation of where the fuck he is.
Oh, no.
So 3 p.m. we go out, get lunch, come back. 3 o'clock, 4, 5, still nowhere. 6 o'clock, I think we finally hear from him again. So he going to be in at 8 p.m., 8 o'clock. Now, we've been there since 6 in the fucking morning. It's already a 14-hour day by this point. 8 o'clock, 9, 10. 11 o'clock.
At this point, what is the crew thinking or saying at this point?
Yeah, I think one time they told us he was asleep. Or this is like 6 o'clock in the evening. At this point, it's like asleep. Jesus Christ, wake his bitch ass up and get him in there.
But what were the crew saying amongst each other when they were hearing this? Were they saying, well, oh, fuck
by
him?
By this time, now we have more people because now we have some other rappers, DJs, well-known ones now in the studio waiting for Nas to come in.
Oh, man. So they were pissed too.
Yeah, so we got there's like 10, you know, pretty well-known rappers and DJs in the booth, or not in the booth, in the studio, and waiting for fucking Nas to come in. Finally, I think at 12:30 or 1 o'clock in the morning, the next day, he comes in, fucked up out of his mind, drunk off his ass, no explanation, didn't say I'm sorry, didn't say where he was, what he was doing. He goes into the booth, he puts the headphones on, he says, all right, roll the motherfucking track, and he starts recording. And that was it. Yeah. And I don't know how long ago, because they sent some of us home. You know, a couple of crew people have been there since 6. They let go home. And I think that went on until maybe 4 in the morning or something like that.
That's unusual. Because
this motherfucker had anything better to do. It's like, you know what? Nas isn't a young kid at this point. You know, he's in his 30s. He ought to fucking know better by now. And if, have some goddamn professionalism. You know, I don't give a shit how good Illmatic was. That was in 1994. All right. And there's only 10 songs on it. Not the best album in the fucking world.
Yeah. I was about to say, I can't believe he's that unprofessional.
Yeah. But they're all like that, man. They all show up at, you know, going back to Uber Eats. I don't know if you've seen the one with, the Wayne's World dudes in it. I worked on that one too.
Oh yeah.
And Cardi B was in it. She was late, but at least she showed up that day. At least she showed up only 7 hours late instead of the next day, like Nas.
Yeah, not the next day, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And fucking Nas, I've seen him perform live, and he was drunk off his ass then. He couldn't even finish half of the shit he was supposed to do. He got booed off the stage. So that's the only negative. Memory I have of working with celebrities. Otherwise, it's run of the mill. They come, they go, they do their thing, they split. You know.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
But if you show up almost a day late to your gig, go fuck yourself. Seriously.
That's right. And of course, I saw Pete Davidson. Of course, you mentioned Saturday Night Live. And
God, I'm sorry, not funny. I've never found him funny. He looks like just any Gen Z douchebag now, with covered with tats, and just not funny.
I was gonna say he sort of looks like a beaver, like his face.
Yeah,
has a very strange face there. But yeah, Pete Davidson, I had seen him recently doing commentary for the boxing match between Jake Paul and Ben Askren.
Oh Jesus!
And it was fucking awful. Just the whole van was shit.
Yeah,
but not surprised to hear that, though, right?
Yeah, what was their thinking behind that? Like, hey,
I don't know.
Pete Davidson, all the kids love him.
It was fucking terrible. But Pete Davidson, you know, I've never liked him very much at all. I
would rather have seen Pete Davidson fight.
Yeah, I'd rather see him get hit in the face.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of who another unfunny comedian from this era is. Maybe the two of them could fight it out. Like slap each other and shit.
I know. I don't, you know, I dislike Pete Davidson so much. I kind of wish it was him, not his dad, who died.
Right.
Yeah. For those that don't know, his father allegedly died on 9/11. Yes. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Wasn't he the one that was crying when Ariana Grande dumped him? Was that guy?
Yeah, actually, you're right. Yeah. That was his girl. I had to think about it for a while. Yeah. That's his ex.
Yeah. I remember that was a big deal for about 15 seconds.
for some odd reason, he was knocking down lots of celebs there. I think he still is too.
Yeah, and he was talking about killing himself or doing some shit. It's like, well, what stopped you, man?
Typical, right? Typical.
Yeah.
He's a tortured.
Don't do what everybody here does and jump off the freeway.
Well, don't you know his dad died on 9/11? Have some sympathy, Phil. You are a sick bastard.
Yeah, it wasn't my fault. I do.
Yeah, that not Pete Davidson.
It's not my fault he's not funny either.
He really isn't. He also has a tattoo of Hillary Clinton.
Oh, goddamn. Well, there, that tells you all you need to know. Fucking shit.
Yeah, Pete Davidson, a very, very strange individual, no doubt. And, of course, Jake Paul. You know, I don't really know much about Jake Paul other than he's a very popular sort of internet personality.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why these guys became as big as they are.
I don't know how they did it, but that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. I mean, really, the only internet personality I'm familiar with that gets a lot of views is the angry video game nerd.
I like that guy. Yeah.
Yeah, because he talked about a lot of the games I used to play as a fucking kid.
Right. So, of course, Jake Paul is denying sexual allegations made against him by some TikTok star, rather, Justine Paradise. Again, I have no idea who this girl is, but more allegations towards our friend Jake Paul here.
Yeah, if that that isn't an oxymoronic term, TikTok star, you know, again, yeah, TikTok
that's the world we live in.
App that any 12-year-old girl can use, and you know, you put out one video and everybody thinks they're a star. That's the problem with Twitter and everything else. Everybody, and YouTube for that part, everybody puts out some video and they think they're a goddamn celebrity. A TikTok star, term shouldn't even exist.
Yes, I agree with you 100%, but that's the world we live in. But yes, this is a quote-unquote TikTok star. I was going to say Tic-Tac. I'm not sure why the fuck I keep saying that, but Justine Paradise out of Los Angeles, she is a quote-unquote star, by the way. She's a personality, just like our friend Jake Paul here. And recently she put out a 20-minute long YouTube video, by the way, Phil, saying lots of things, talking about what happened. But she says here, she claimed that things escalated despite her telling Paul no. The YouTube star went on to say that Jake Paul, that's the YouTube star, physically got on top of her and allegedly forced her to perform oral sex.
YouTube star versus the TikTok star, just like Instagram model. That's another one I have a problem with.
So that's what she did to him. Well, you know, forced it in there.
Yeah. So I guess we're going to get the U2 hashtags coming back.
Oh yes. So he has been Me Too'd now, apparently.
Oh boy.
Good God.
Well, I would feel sorry for him, but I don't know who the fuck he is.
Yeah, he's got a lot of money. Don't worry. Right, he'll be fine, man. Don't worry.
Yeah.
He'll make it out alive.
Yeah, I mean, really, the two of them are what a pair. Huh?
That's right. Well, that's the world we live in. These people making lots of money and being famous for really no, I have no idea why, but they have a huge following of little kids, I guess.
Look at me. I'm on TikTok. I'm using a Chinese app that steals all my information. Good for you.
Their fan base is like 12, 13-year-olds, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. And outrageous. You see a lot of growing number of adults on there. Like all the TikTok. Remember all the TikTok nurses during the beginning of COVID? What the fuck was that about?
That's true. But you do see lots of, like, you know, women jumping up and down, you know, showing their assets,
screaming in their cars. That's my favorite one. The back in the Trump days when all these these leftist broads would be screaming their cars and making videos out of it. Those are quite a joy. I enjoy those, actually. I enjoy them, you know, sitting there just losing it in their car all alone.
I think I have a clip of that, but I'm not quite sure. But yes, I recall lots of people sort of losing their minds. So that's always fun, though.
Yeah,
I'm with it, man. I like that sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, one thing, it's kind of sad to see how many unhinged people we actually have out there, and they seem to be all too proud to display it for the world to see. But at the same time, it's also very entertaining to watch people lose their shit and realize, at least I'm not like that.
Yeah, that reminds me, there was a clip of Tom Cruise yelling. I think we have it here, but it's not... I don't think the audio is very good. I'm not quite sure.
Was that when the COVID rant that he did there on that set, on the Mission Impossible set?
I believe it is.
Believe in us and what we're doing. I'm on the phone with every studio at night. Insurance companies. Producers. And they're looking at us and using us to make their movies. We are creating thousands of jobs, you I don't ever want to see it again.
Oh, shit.
Ever.
Ever.
And if you don't do it, you're fired. And I see you do it again, you're gone. And anyone on this crew does it. That's it. And you too. And you too. And you. Don't you ever do it again.
Wow. A lot of fire and passion there.
No apologies.
Too bad he doesn't put that in his movies.
That's right.
Tell it to the people that are losing their f***ing homes.
Whoa.
Because our industry is shut down. It's not going to put food on their table or pay for their college education.
Their college education. But yes, Tom Cruise there yelling at the staff. Can you sort of understand where he was coming from, though, Phil? Knowing that, you know, you work in production, you kind of know what goes into this. There is a budget. You know, you do have deadlines to meet. What's your take?
I thought it would have been funny if somebody in the back says, "Ah, shut up, you short little bastard." That didn't happen.
He's like 5 feet tall, by the way, for those that don't know.
Yeah. When I hear that, when I see that, all I think of is the time when he jumped on Oprah's couch. You know, remember he did that bullshit?
That was crazy. That's when he was talking about marrying that one woman. I'm forgetting her name already.
Katie Holmes.
That woman.
Yeah, he tried to indoctrinate her.
Dumb bitch.
Yeah, she is. Yeah,
she bolted, and the same for me.
Yeah. Dumb bitch.
I don't know where that's from, but I like it.
Yeah, Tom Cruise, you know, we've been working well over a year with, you know, strict COVID protocols.
Yeah.
We all know the deal by now, so right. I don't know what the fuck he's screaming about. He was one of the producers on this movie, so he's yelling as a producer and not as the actor. If he was just the actor doing that, then that's a little overboard. The producer, you know, you can yell and scream all the fuck you want. You know what you're getting into if you're working on a Tom Cruise movie. You know, he's got a fucking temper. He's a Scientologist, and he's a whack job.
A crazy guy.
Yeah.
But
he knows what he's
doing.
I mean, you know, he's produced movies before. He's not new to the game. But this thing has turned again, and thanks to social media and the media in general for making everybody absolutely crazy in the head more than they need to be about the fucking virus. I mean, you know, again, most of us could beat it with an immune system, a good immune system. But, you know, I've worked with people on set that are just as germophobic now. We have, you know, there's this makeup lady who, you know, we had to change our whole outfit because she's so scared of anybody within 25 feet, you know, taking their mask off, take a sip of coffee. She stamps her feet and raises a stink, and we have to like suit her needs every single time because, you know, it's made people mentally crazy.
Have they not told you anything though in terms of getting vaccinated?
Not yet.
Haven't pressured you or anything yet?
Yeah, I'm holding out. Well, that's the one good thing about working freelance.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not under contract or anything like that. I'm not tied to one company or one studio. So I'm holding out as long as I possibly can because, you know, since I don't trust the government, I don't trust the media, and I certainly don't trust Big Farm.
No one blames you for that. Yeah.
I'm going to hold out as long as I possibly can, even though I have people in my own family say, you got to get the vaccine. I'm not going to argue with them. I'm just saying, yeah, okay. But, I don't trust what's going on. I don't trust how the whole thing started. I don't trust where it started.
Well, you don't have to travel though or anything, right? Too much.
I haven't, not yet. I'm hearing something. There might be something in Hawaii.
Unless you have to, yeah. then they're going to probably make you.
Yeah. Like I was, and of course what we're going to start seeing is you're going to have to prove.
Yeah, exactly.
You got vaccinated to go to places you know,
a passport,
you know, the ball game or the hockey game or to restaurants.
You're
going to have to probably get some kind of app on your phone with a QR code on it. And scan it every time. That's,
you know what's crazy though, Phil? I was talking about that last year and people thought I was, you know, fucking high as shit. And yeah. I would say, no, I'm not high. I mean, well, I am. But the thing is, you don't need to be a rocket scientist to have that sort of common sense to know that a sort of requirement, a passport of sorts, showing that you were vaccinated was going to come into play. I mean, going back to what we were saying about Twitter and social media and celebrities, I mean, pretty soon you're going to start seeing them push the vaccine, that this is, you know, the new thing to do, the new, this is the new shit. This is what you got to do.
They've done that. I've played, I don't remember that, that goofy rap song they put out a few months ago, that DMC,
but it's just,
DMC
this is just the beginning though. I mean, we're going to see much more of it.
I put that on my podcast a few podcasts ago, and it just couldn't help but laugh at that. It's like, they are really, well, of course they're going right after the black community and the poor community, because there's, you know, but much to their dismay, there's a lot of pushback. You know, they weren't expecting that. They don't trust the government either, and who could blame them?
That's right. And by the way, I found a clip for you. I'm sure this is what you were referring to.
But I just got a notification that Ruth Bader Ginsburg died.
Oh, yes. I played that too.
Could this year get any Ruth, you just had to make it to 2021.
And she looks like, she looks exactly as you think she does. You know, cropped hair, flat chest, you know, total lefty. Probably somebody has a Biden Harris sticker on her car, you know, or on her Prius.
On her Prius, right.
Yep. Plenty of those around here.
That's right. That's right. You're still out there in LA, living large.
Yep. You know, living as large as I possibly can with little interruptions. Again, you know, not having Twitter is actually a blessing.
I would say so.
And here I am. Here the verdict came down, and I don't care.
It doesn't really matter, though. I mean,
life goes on. Point. Life is going to go on. They can ride all they want. Minnesota. I'm not in fucking Minnesota. Why Maxine Waters decided to go over there and stir up shit? How about stay your ass over here and help your fucking district for once?
Well, she is the ultimate opportunist. I mean, if you are going to collect the check somehow, she's going to do it.
I mean, you got to figure they're already mentally unstable, but now, you know, what is she in her 70s, almost 80? Jesus Christ.
She's got to keep pandering.
We got elderly fucking people running the country, sort of.
We kind of do. That's another reason why I say we should sort of limit we should sort of put like an age limit is what I'm trying to say for these sort of ordeals, these career politicians, you know. They don't really, we don't really need to have you around that long.
Yeah.
Older people are, you know, they have dementia. They're fucking old. Yeah, I mean, they don't.
I mean, does anybody in the country really think Biden has his shit together? I mean, he reminds me of my grandfather.
Do you listen? Yeah, I don't listen to my grandfather either. So it's like, why am I going to listen to a president that's also fucking old and senile? Why?
My fucking grandfather in his 70s, I took him to the movies. He got lost in the theater. He went out to go to the bathroom. He never came back. And I saw him standing outside. And that's what we got running the country. But the thing is, all the young ones, all, you know, the AOCs and the Ilhan Omars, all these younger ones, they're no better.
They're
power hungry, you know, and it's all about power. It's all about control. And they're no better than the fucking older ones. It's almost like it's gotten to the point where we need to just flush the whole toilet.
Yeah. Well, the fact is that everyone sort of feels that way. For the most part, everyone kind of already knows that both sides are full of shit, yet
they still
pander to the left and to the right. Yeah. I guess they like being lied to. I'm not quite sure why that is.
That is what it is. I mean, George Carlin pointed that out.
I'm not sure.
You know, 20 years ago in a bit, he said, you know, Americans like their bullshit where they could get it out right on the front, where they get a good, strong whiff of it. And that's what it is. People cannot handle the truth. You know, they want it. They want that disguise, and they need their bullshit force fed to them.
I feel that way about religion, what you're saying, by the way. Yes. You could apply that to religion, and I
totally
feel the same. I don't know how you personally feel. I don't know if you're like religious or anything.
Not at all.
I'm not either, to be honest. You know, I say I'm an agnostic atheist, but that's just sort of a way to, like, you know, sort of be nice to people, but I'm pretty much an atheist, to be honest.
Me too. Same here. Yeah.
That's just, I'm sorry. There has never been a god of anywhere from around the world to be demonstrated actively with society. So why would I believe in a god? Any god?
Yeah. Well, that's again, that's another George Carlin. He came right out and said, religion is nothing but mind control. You know, he grew up Irish Catholic, so he knows all about it.
Yeah, it kind of is. It's all part of a social construct, you know.
And then what's going on today with social media and the mainstream media is also mind control.
Pretty much. You could apply it to the same way.
Take the vaccine. Be scared. Take the vaccine. That's mind control.
Pretty much.
Feel this way. You know, you have to feel this way or else you're going to be canceled.
That's right.
Mind control.
And that leads me to another gentleman, by the way, Milo.
Oh, what's that? Milo Yin? Whatever happened to that guy? I haven't heard about him in a
while.
Well,
now, yes. Well, you know, he's our favorite gay right winger, but now he says he's no longer gay. He has changed his outlook, but then again,
well,
I think
that.
I was going to say, I think he's just doing that for attention again.
Yeah. I mean, he's like Candace Owens to me. You know, he's a personality trying to do something. He's trying to develop a brand, you know.
That's right. And that's what he's doing right here on this next clip. By the way, Phil, let's hear a minute. Well, if we could make it through a minute of this, let's hear Milo.
I'm bracing myself.
I know this is very tough, especially since I have to look at the video. You don't. You just have to hear it.
Thank God.
Yeah, he looks like a raccoon now. He's got this weird, his eyes look really sunken in. His hair is kind of like blonde dyed a little bit. You could see the black roots.
We're supposed to take these guys serious.
This
is the guy that was the menace on the college campus. This is the one the liberals were all scared of. This guy. Okay.
All of these people you see in the media, though, I feel like they're all doing coke or they have
addiction. They're all phony. Every goddamn.
They're all phonies. That's right. Yeah. Let's hear this fucking, you know what?
My next book, for instance, I'm currently putting it together. It's called Make America Hate Again. And the idea behind the book is that we have lost our understanding of, you know, it is right and proper to hate hateful things.
Hate.
My next book is going to be an attempt to rehabilitate getting in touch with atavistic feelings we all have. You know, when you hate something, when you have a feeling of revulsion, it's like disgust. You may feel your hands and feet getting cold as the blood rushes to the center of your body. Well, there's a reason for that. Your body is preparing for war. Your body is getting ready for a fight, protecting its organs and sacrificing your extremities. Because when you see something that produces hate in you, you have an evolutionary response that prepares you to hit it or to hit something and get out of there. You know, that's what your body's doing. When you see something, it makes you go, you know, and that's what happens when you see Drag Queen Story Hour and you like lose your mind. Your body is physically preparing for a fight. You can't just deny that exists. You can't just pretend that that's not happening. So what I want to do in the book is explain to people that this is a normal, healthy, and indeed entirely necessary natural instinct that also serves a spiritual purpose, which is to help you distinguish between the things you should be around and the things that you should seek to destroy if you possibly can.
And there he goes. That's Milo.
Oh, God.
Indianapolis.
I almost fell asleep during that.
Yes, it was very unusual, but he was talking about some sort of drag queen story thing he had going.
why are all these British guys involved with American politics?
That's what I want to know.
Like, worry about your own stupid country. We have enough problems here.
Yeah, I agree. They should just be...
I mean, England's been taken over by the same commies that have taken over America. Maybe help fight that.
But yes, the ex-gay... Now straight.
Yeah. You don't hear about that very often. You certainly wouldn't be called a hero for doing that. You'd be called a hero if he came out as a tran or something. But
right.
If you become a straight white male, well, now you're the most hated person on the planet. So maybe that wasn't a good idea. Just like Ellen Page, whatever her name.
I think it really doesn't matter what race you are. If you're kind of like a dick or an asshole, you're kind of disliked.
Why are all these fucking YouTube people writing books? Who the fuck would read this shit?
I wouldn't read it either. I mean, I didn't even know they were putting out books for like God's
everybody
sake.
And their fucking mother has written a book. You know, they're famous for 5 fucking minutes. Now they want me to buy a book. I haven't read a book from any of these cocksuckers.
That's right. And by the way, since you are banned from social media, it seems, are you thinking about joining? I believe it's called Frank by Mike Lindell.
The MyPillow guy? No.
Yeah, that guy.
I probably, Yeah, because all these other ones have come and go, like gone, like Parler and Gab. I have no interest in being on any of those. You know,
I don't either.
I joined Parler when that started, and I never used it because, well, there's two reasons. The interface was awful.
Looks like shit. And yeah,
it was just a bunch of Trump ass sucking. I'm not aboard with the Trump whining or the Trump ass sucking. It was like 24 hours of Trump. There's got to be other things going on in the fucking world. So I was not on board.
Well, for some people, that's the only thing in their world.
Yeah.
That's sad, right?
Like, if, you know, really, if social media is going to suck so bad, maybe just fucking get off of social media. So,
or maybe just kill yourself. I don't know.
Yeah.
Can you say that?
Well, we can, but you're not supposed to.
Well, if we're on YouTube, we can't say that. But, you know, here we could sort of just say, you know, you could just kill yourself if you want.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
If you want. I'm not saying you should. I'm just saying, you know, you have that option in life.
You hear that, Pete Davidson? Kill yourself.
Yeah, you can do that if you want. I'm not saying you should.
You told us you were going to do it, so follow through, will you?
By the way, we have a clip here of Mike Lindell. Apparently, he was holding some sort of 48-hour Frank-a-thon event where he was really pushing for his social media platform, Frank. And, I'm sure you know how that went. He was trolled. Let's hear what happened with our friend Mike Lindell, our favorite crack smoking friend, our favorite crack smoking CEO. Pillow. My Pillow. Let's hear what he's got to say.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Hey, hold on. I think I got a reporter beaming in. Scott, thank you for calling, and God bless you.
Jesus Christ, he sounds like Alex Jones.
He does.
Hello.
Hey, Mike. It's Ron with the Wall Street Journal.
Yes. You're live. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, that's great. But, Mike, I have some bad news to tell you, I'm afraid, and I hope you can share this with everybody. But, unfortunately, Alexa passed away just a few minutes ago from a drug overdose.
Okay, this is a prank phone call. You see what they're doing, everybody? That was an attack there because I brought up this great reporter, and that was an attack. You heard it here. This is what these attack groups are doing. Prime example there. We took it live.
So he's freaking out. Isn't that great?
Yeah. A radio show has never been prank called before. That's why, I got prank call. That's why I stopped doing that shit. It's like, this is getting old already enough.
By the way, I'm not sure if you saw that video clip, the one we're playing here, but Mike Lindell, he has his cell phone out, like laying on his on the table, right? I'm not sure why he's doing it, but he's like bringing his face all the way down to his phone. When, you know, you could lift your phone up and bring it to your ear or your mouth.
Yeah, he's just a loud mouth. You just make pillows and shut up. You know,
what a weirdo.
I wish we'd just go back to the days where we didn't know what people's politics were or cared, you know, but now we have to know. We have to know you're either a lefty or a righty. Well, they want you to know now.
People want you to know exactly what they are.
And the more extreme you are, the more loud you are. And of course, the more books you wind up writing. And, you know, hearing this shit doesn't make me want to buy pillows. At all. Fucking makes me want to do what it makes me do exactly the opposite. I want to throw my own pillows off the bed just because.
Does it make you want to smoke crack?
No. I'm fucking Mayor Ford in Toronto is a better crack smoker than this guy.
By the way, I've actually used my pillow before, and it's not very good.
Yeah, as most things,
it's pretty shit.
Yeah,
it's not good, man. Trust me.
Yeah, I'm sure the David Hogg pillow would have been just fine. You know, remember David Hogg, because he was so, you know, David Hogg was so anti-Trump, and he thought, well, I'm going to stick it to Mike Lindell. I'm going to come out with my own pillow company. We're going to have an all diverse crew, and that lasted for about 10 minutes, and they said, no, I'm throwing in the towel.
Yeah, it's not very easy to run a business.
You know, and I'm a Gen Z douchebag, and we don't want to work.
People don't want to work. And of course, I mean, when you don't really have anything else going on for yourself, you know, he's a young guy, and this is, you know, Mike Lindell was a former crack addict. So, you know, he had nothing else going. So he had to go for the jugular here.
Yeah.
Not everyone has that sort of drive. And, you know, you see it right now. The young guy had to check out. He said, fuck this.
He's needlessly famous, you know, because he came out in support of Trump. And then you have all the Trump ass suckers are on his side. Oh, Mike Lindell is so great. I don't care about this fucking guy. Just make your fucking pillows and shut up.
Right.
Shut up. All of you, shut up.
We don't need to hear it.
No, we don't need to hear it. I could care less who you endorse. Just make a decent product, for Christ's sakes.
Right. So again, ultimately, you are sort of on the fence about getting the vaccine. And of course, we are seeing that now some sort of herpes infection is linked to the COVID vaccine, just to add to the cherry.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I mean, here I'm hearing all kinds of crazy shit, how it fucks with your RNA. And I didn't even need to hear that. I'm just the fact that the, you know, the government and the media is pushing it so hard is already a reason for me not to do it, because the government isn't interested in keeping you alive and healthy. They've been talking about for fucking decades about population control. And, you know, and the billionaire douchebags are all on board with this, Bill Gates, et cetera. They've come around and say they're, you know, they want they need population control. We need climate change action and all this stuff. So they've had all kinds of time to develop this, this wonderful pandemic we're in. And of course, who's behind the development of the so-called vaccine? The same people. So I'm not on board. I'm not on board. I'm stubbornly holding out, you know, and people can call me whatever the fuck names they want. I'm not the one that's going to be growing a second head when all is said and done.
Right. I'm with you on that. We will see what happens. And of course, I will hold off getting vaccinated as long as I can.
Yeah.
I do know some people that have been vaccinated and everything is good for them, but
Well, it's going to last 6 months. So I mean, you need to get the shot every fucking 6 months, two shots. They're already talking about three shots. What the fuck, man? My dad, who's very lefty, lives in Las Vegas. He last time we spoke, he said, yeah, I need to get the vaccine. I got it. I didn't even feel a thing. He's like, yeah, well, get back to me in a couple of months here.
Yeah. Well, there's also those people that did not work out for them. You know, there's people that died.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're going to tell those people, I mean, you're going to say, well, you know, it's safe for everyone else except for you. That's kind of fucked up to say,
I know this too, the mainstream media, whenever they talk about some people have blood clots, they immediately precede that with rare blood clots. They throw the word rare in there to make sure we know that this doesn't happen all the time. No, shh, quiet.
Yeah. Well, no vaccine is safe. Nothing is 100%.
Yeah,
that's not news to anybody, but that's, you know, that's the reality of these things. And of course, you still can get infected again if you are vaccinated. That's the bad part, by the way. There are no guarantees. You can get sick again. So at one point, you know, if you do get sick, your body fights it off, you know, but at the same time, it's like, you know, you're going to have to get another shot next year, probably.
Fuck that.
It never ends, man. It never ends. That's the problem.
Yeah. They just want to keep injecting you with something. And when have we, why are we okay with this now? Why are we okay with all this government intrusion? You know, for years we've talked about, we want government out of our lives. Now it's, oh, please, please give me the vaccine. Please, please tell me what to do, what to say, what to think. Please give me more money and stimulus checks. Please let me be dependent on you, the government, because I love the government so much. And Joe Biden's the most popular president ever.
Joe Biden is the man. What do you mean? He's the coolest president on earth. What are you talking about, Phil?
We have half a dead man in the White House. He looks like he's in bad shape. Imagine what he looks like.
Wait, you're getting nervous, man. Calm down. It's okay.
If you don't vote for me, you ain't black.
You ain't black.
You should remember that.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That's a great one.
What was he thinking there? He thought he was back in 1989 again.
Yeah. There's got to be a clip of him dropping the N-bomb somewhere.
Oh, of course. Of course. I know he was talking about racial jungles back in the day.
Yep.
Will you shut up, man? Listen.
Shut up, man. Still thinks he's an old hippie in San Francisco. Shut up, man.
You know, I still got to be honest with you, and I've been saying this on the show for a long time. If Hunter Biden did decide to run for president, I think he'd have a shot.
Oh, Christ.
Americans are that fucked up in the head. You know they would vote for him. You know there are people out there that would say, hey, he fucked his own family members, his niece. That's just like me. I would vote for him. I'll vote for him right now.
Well, look who's talking about they want to run for governor of California. Fucking Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I was talking about that, too, a couple shows back. are you excited to hear that?
That's terrific.
Oh, boy.
That's weird, too, because Because at one point they're going to say, oh, that's so stunning. But on the other hand, they know that he, she was once a Trump supporter. So that's not going to, that's not going to be favorable for the LGBTQXYZ community.
Yeah. The Kardashians are notorious for hanging out with the Trumps.
Yeah.
Good friends.
Enough. We've done the celebrity thing. We've had Schwarzenegger for 8 years somehow.
Yeah. We don't need any more of that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we had one as a president already, too. Trump is also a celebrity, an actor of sorts.
Kind of, yeah.
So, I mean,
he was on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, I think, once.
Yeah, so, you know, he's a reality star in his own right. I do think of him that way. Going back to 2005, 2006, he was the one who sort of kicked off that sort of reality series that got so popular.
You're fired.
There you go.
Fired.
Yeah, that reminds me of Celebrity Rehab. I love that shit. Wasn't that great?
Terrific.
Oh,
I remember TV. Remember when Comedy Central did all those roasts for a while in the early 2000s?
Sure.
They had the one for Trump in 2010. And remember how all the celebrities there were kind of kissing his ass?
They kind of were.
And then
they kind of were.
As soon as he got president, those same celebrities were the first ones. Fuck Trump. Like Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg was all over his dick on that fucking show.
Yes, he was. He
and
was
then as
very
soon as he
into Trump.
President, the narrative comes out, you know, and maybe the $1 million they paid him to push the narrative.
But it's Snoop Dogg, though. I mean, you know, Snoop is an idiot.
Yeah. I mean, he roasted it pretty good, but then you know, the closing lines was, Trump's my man. You know, the Donald. You know, all this ass kissing kind of stuff. Before he got into politics, and you know, of course.
What do you make of this woman?
Wherever I go, God rules. When I walk on White House grounds, God walks on White House grounds.
That's Paula White, by the way, the spiritual advisor of Donald Trump.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I had every right and authority to declare the White House as holy ground because I was standing there, and where I stand is holy. To say no to President Trump would be saying no to God. And I won't do that.
We are in a spiritual war right now. Let every demonic network that has aligned itself against the purpose, against the calling of President Trump, let it be broken. Let it be torn down in the name of Jesus.
You want me to tell you what my thoughts are? The thoughts of the King of Kings, the thoughts of the Lord of Lords. I'm downloading heaven.
I want another 4 years so I could hear her do this.
This is great. Yeah.
We need another 4 years. We need this woman, by the way, Phil. We need her bad.
Yeah, this is why I could never get on board with the right and the Republicans, because they keep pushing that shit. You know,
no,
I mean,
they do.
We're a Christian nation, Christianity, Jesus this, Jesus that. I don't want to hear that shit as much as I don't want to hear the left talking about, you know, their nonsense. There's no balance anymore. It's one way or the other way. And either way sucks.
That's right. I'm done with it. It's over.
Yeah, she's a whack job. And Trump, as far as I'm concerned, was just another plant. You know, he was the fall guy. He was put in there to be the fall guy. So then the commie globalists get in here and ruin the rest of the country kind of behind everybody's back, while Trump just sits there and with that dopey smile he always has. You know, he didn't care about that
before
job.
Too.
He had no interest in being the president.
Yeah, I've heard that theory myself plenty of times, and of course, celebrities all around are weighing in on the verdict, the guilty verdict, of course. Yeah,
God forbid they shut up for 10 seconds.
My God,
I have to know what Chelsea Handler thinks of the goddamn verdict.
Yes, we have to know. The world is dying to know what Chelsea Handler has to say. Yeah. My God, and let's see if anyone's writing.
I'm a fuckly blonde over the hill chick who's never been funny, but here's my opinion on the verdict.
By the way, let's find out if anyone's causing any trouble right now. Let's see. Twitter.
I hope so.
Huh. Checking in. Let's see. We do have a clip here. Let's see what this lady is saying.
And they teaching our kids wrong. Look at these kids. These kids and grew up in this community. Now they can't even go eat and sit down and eat a piece of chicken because they been tore up the damn stove. That shit crazy. I've been coming here since I was like a baby. This don't make no sense. This is just sad. It's a sad situation, though. Seriously, that's what I think about it.
I remember hearing that shit 30 years ago in the Rodney King riots.
I have.
Right.
I have, but I just see that it's getting worse and worse. I don't think these are protests.
She seated off my line.
Yeah, I think.
He said, "Have I seen him here before?"
I know that, but she's
apparently this is a woman in Portland. describing what she's seen outside of a Popeyes.
Holy shit.
Yes. Yeah,
the media still will not admit that Portland is destroyed. It's been going on for years. I mean, long before George Floyd, any of that. You know, ever since Trump got in office, it's been going on.
And here we go.
They're keeping it there, and they've destroyed the Northwest. The Northwest used to be such a nice place to go.
I've never been there, but I do have a friend who does like it there, but he lives not in Portland, a little bit outside of it, in, you know, the more of the heavily densed rural area of Oregon, rather.
Yeah. And I was in Seattle maybe 3 years ago and had a really nice weekend there. You know, it was before everybody started losing their mind. I mean, the homeless, there were some homeless, but it's not as bad as it is now, and certainly not as bad as it is in Los Angeles.
Ooh, it's bad there, man.
Yeah. It's so bad. I've lived in the LA area all my life. I've never seen it like this.
Yeah, we do have some homeless issues out here too in El Centro.
Yeah,
but not like LA, of course. Not like.
Fortunately, yeah. Fortunately, the desert heat keeps a lot of them out of there and pushes them over here.
Yeah, they end up down Skid Row.
Yeah, or down by Santa Monica in Venice. You know, down by the water.
By the way, are people still going and having a good time on the boulevard?
On which boulevard?
In L.A. Hollywood.
Well, Hollywood is dead. I mean, Hollywood is really it's depressing.
I remember Hollywood there was a time
shell of its former self.
I remember going there, dude.
Still boarded up.
Boarded
up from last year.
I remember going back down the boulevard, Hollywood Boulevard, back in like 2012.
Yeah.
Just being completely lit and drunk, and just walking down the boulevard, even alone at times. And it would still be good. I would still be getting hellos everywhere just from random people, you know. It would still be good, you know. It was a great time for me. It was fucking awesome. But it's not like that anymore.
It's falling apart. It's really bad. I mean, the shit they boarded up from the riots last year is still boarded up. And the homeless and the drug addicts have pretty much taken over the whole fucking place. There's no reason to go there.
Oh, that's terrible. Yeah,
especially with all the restaurant closures and shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
Absolutely no reason to go there.
That's a different world now, sadly. And of course, here is a clip. Apparently, this is in Columbus, Ohio. BLM protesters, apparently they shut down the road after, I guess, a police-involved shooting.
Oh, I fucking love when they do that.
Never mind. I thought it was a clip. It's just a video of them standing around. I thought somebody was going to talk here. Never mind.
Yeah, no, I love when they form the human chains across the freeway and expect you to stop for them and just stay there with them. No, you know what? Fuck you. If you're on the freeway, you should be run over. All right, you're a fucking roadblock. I don't know why we still put up with that shit. They just walk onto the freeway in rush hour and just form a chain across that and don't expect anything to happen. Yeah, I'm running late for work, but I'm gonna get behind your cause because you blocked me. I don't know what they're thinking there.
That's right. So, yes, lots of people protesting all around the country. We're seeing lots of videos all over of the BLM.
Yeah, well, I think we know how fake BLM is. You know, most of the people protesting are white college liberals. The money that gets sent to the BLM website went to Biden's campaign. I don't know where it goes now, but it's phony. Again, it's acting and it's phony. You know, most of the black community, the money doesn't go to the black community, whatever money they raise. And a lot of people, like that lady, you know, talk about Popeye's chicken. A lot of people have had enough of this shit. I want these motherfuckers to get out of town.
That's right. As you're saying that, I'm seeing a protester trying to force open the window and a door on a big-ass truck, by the way. I guess they were blocking the road. And this truck driver just tried to get through, and you know how that goes.
Well, he should have floored it. I mean, you want to get through?
He did. Yeah, he did eventually do that.
These little pussies with their backpacks on aren't going to stop a big rig.
Yeah.
That's never going to happen.
And that's what then they found out quickly, that they can't stop this fucking big rig.
And if that doesn't stop him, I'm sure, you know, some of these redneck truckers probably have some heat behind the seat, you know?
And of course, we do have someone here. We do have someone on the mic. I guess it's one of the protesters. They have a mic and he's very angry. Let's hear him.
That's what the power of the people is. We are powerful. We can get change if we want it. Let me tell you, the only reason this system, this capitalist system, remains intact is because the Democrats and Republicans are working together to maintain it. That's why I'm not an independent. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm a goddamn revolutionary.
Well, you know, he started off okay there. Then he went a little crazy.
I was almost on board.
It was a hard left. Yeah,
Republican. You're not a fucking revolutionary. You're a Twitter moron.
It was a hard left out of nowhere there.
Yeah. Like, okay, what are you protesting exactly? What? You got your verdict. You're still not happy. What are we supposed to do now?
Well, these people will never be happy. Nobody will ever be happy.
Yeah, well, get the fuck off social media. You know, again, they're trying to make everybody miserable, make everybody fight with each other over fucking nothing. Nothing that has anything to do with what's going on in your own life.
I liked when we were just making fun of Leslie Jones.
Yeah.
I think the whole world needs to go back to
Leslie Jones out there. Leslie Jones is doing just fine. These are people with nothing better to do, no fucking job. You know, they want their TikTok stars, some of them, you know. That's all they're trying to do is get social media clout. That's the driving force behind a lot of these protests. Hey, look, the news is going to be there. Let me get on TV.
I'm going to find out what Leslie Jones is saying on Twitter.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. We do have a clip here of Leslie Jones. She could not hold off. She had to chime in.
Better turn the volume down because she's going to be screaming when she talks.
Oh, my God. Let's let me switch over here.
That's right, honey. We won.
Oh, my. Leslie Jones. Let's hear what she has to say. Let's see. Yes. Of course, she typed in yes. Hashtag justice for George Floyd.
Oh, boy. That never gets old. Is it George Kirby like Nancy Pelosi thinks it is?
Actually, this is only 11 seconds long. So...
still too long.
It's still too long, yeah.
11, perfect number.
Guilty. 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 Now let's get the rest of them motherfuckers.
Oh, shit.
Oh, snap.
Let's get the rest of them motherfuckers.
Boy, that way to stick it to Whitey right there. The people that pay your fucking salary.
Had to do that, sorry. I mean, I thought I was
less irritating than her voice.
I thought I was on Hot 97, sorry. Yeah, that's what they always do over there. You hear that, like, you know, if you're in New York in that area, you drive into town, you're like, you put on the radio, it's, you hear that.
Yeah, the radio is so happening. I always have the radio on.
But not Hot 97. Not Hot 97, though.
I mean, they all sound exactly the same nowadays.
They all
play
do.
Like 10 songs over and over.
And they all play the horn thing a million times. It's...
whoa, it's so happening. Woo! The radio!
It's real... actually, they play this horn. They do that thing.
Yeah. Woo. Oh, that's so happening. Wow, I am fucking overwhelmed by that.
That's a hot drop, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, God. So, Phil, it's been... a blast to talk to you here. I don't want to take up too much of your time. Go ahead and plug anything, like if there is anything you want to plug or if you feel like saying anything, go ahead. The floor is yours. Handle it.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you having me on again to talk about this craziness here. Sure. Only thing, BigAngryPhil.com, Big Angry Phil podcast. You got Spotify. If you got that, just to listen to fucking what's his name? God damn it. Why can't I think of homeboy's name?
Which one?
The fucking Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan.
If you got Spotify to listen to Joe Rogan, I'm all over Spotify too. It's probably the easiest way to find it. BigAngryPhil.com.
Have you been listening
on Spotify, on SoundCloud, and a few other things?
Have you been listening to Joe Rogan show? Is that why you sit there?
Not really.
Not really.
I catch some of the clips sometimes. Joe Rogan is one of those guys I could just never get into. There's always people I just can't get into for whatever reason. Even if I like his guests or I like what he has to say, he's just... there's something about him that just irritates me. I don't know what it is. I can't explain it.
I kind of feel like
I'm not a Joe Rogan fan.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard his show going back to like early 2009, 2010. You know, I kind of already feel like I already know what he's going to say.
Yeah.
Like I already know his line of thinking.
And now that he's signed a huge ass contract, I expect kind of like the Howard Stern dipped quality, like when he went to Sirius, because after he went to Sirius, I stopped liking Howard Stern. I liked him a lot better on terrestrial radio. because he was actually edgier there because he was trying to see what he can get away with.
Yeah.
Now he's on satellite and now he's kind of on board with the ultra left agenda because he's repeating a lot of that same nonsense and having guests on that he made fun of back in the day. So I think he's taking some extra cash to push the leftist agenda. So I'm out with Howard
Stern. You're out with Howard.
Joe Rogan hasn't gone there yet. I mean, he actually moved to Texas to get away from the California taxes, which is probably a smart move on his part. But you know, again, how much more lasting power is it going to have?
Right, that's true.
It's like, ooh, he has Alex Jones on. Well, if I wanted to hear Alex Jones, I listen to Alex Jones. You know?
Yeah, you just listen to InfoWars.
Yeah, and again, he's another one of those guys. I can't get into him. His voice irritates. If your voice irritates me, I can't listen to you, even if I agree with anything you say. I just don't want to hear this fucking guy. I want to hear that guy.
Yeah, you don't want to hear that, and you don't want to hear Ben Shapiro.
Oh, Christ. They KABC Radio simulcasts his podcast because you know, they have no on-air talent.
Yeah.
Almost, so it's on at 3 o'clock, and he sounds like a fucking sped up record. You know, like, hey, I'm Ben Shapiro. What the fuck?
He has a high pitched, like Ricky voice sort of.
It's almost
sound,
like they're speeding up the recording to make it fit the airtime.
Very mousy, nasal voice.
He sounds like that legal mumbo jumbo where he's hearing a radio commercial.
Oh, yeah.
That's how the fuck he sounds, but a lot higher pitched.
Yeah, they got to get that in there, that clip. Yeah, in radio, you know.
He sounds like he has no testosterone at all. He's like, I don't want to hear a guy that sounds like this. It sounds like a fucking Chipmunks record.
Well, I mean, he did get offended over Wet Pussy, so you know where he is.
That song's not offensive. It's just stupid. You know, it's Cardi B. She's not going to put out anything intelligent. She puts out stupid music for stupid people, and that's what she's there for. You know, it's good for her.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think he's less of a man than I am.
Yeah. I can't, that's why I can't get aboard with a lot of this conservative shit, because look at the people that represent it.
He's a pussy, is what I'm saying.
And they're phonies, and they're just as wussy as the leftists with the backpacks on in the Antifa march.
They're all pussies, though, in the end.
Yeah, all of them.
They're all nerds. I mean, they would all sue you if you did anything to them, you know, if you pushed them or if you got in their face and said something to them.
Yeah, if he had a deep voice and he slowed down, then I might get on board, because I agree with some of the shit he says, but it's his presentation that throws me off. I can't listen to anybody that sounds like a fucking chipmunk talking.
Yeah, he's got a voice for print, is what they say.
Yeah, and they do the same thing with Dan Bongino too, the same kind of shit. I don't know, I cannot get on board with these fucking guys.
I'm with you.
There's just a phoniness there that I'm just not on board. You know, these are guys that were on Twitter and they got their own show somehow.
Somehow, some way.
Yeah. Oh, he owned the libs. Yeah, let's give him his own show. Owning the libs isn't hard to do.
It's not really difficult. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they get offended at everything. I mean, you could just say, fuck you. And
that's over. Yeah. They'll want to cancel you. Yeah. And by the way, that reminds me, what's going on with... our friend Tom Likas, what's going on with Tom? Is he still doing a show?
Oh yeah, he still has a podcast. It's behind a paywall, so you do have to subscribe. But he does a podcast every few days, like 25 minutes or so a piece.
25 minutes.
He still does his thing. He doesn't do the call in show anymore. He stopped doing that for a while.
So he really cut it down. 25 minutes.
Or it depends. It depends. Sometimes it lasts long. Sometimes it's short. It depends on what the topic is.
You know what, man? I feel like he should have like been doing the podcast thing back in like 2012 instead of, you know, going to the studio and bringing in, you know, Gary and Dino. And
I did like that, though, because, you know, then if it wasn't for that, they wouldn't have done Be Funny, and that's how I kind of got on with that whole thing.
Well,
we all sent in those parody records. That was something I actually enjoyed doing every week. And I got to go to the studio and they do Be Funny live at the Laugh Factory.
It was like such a headache, though, in the end for him. It seemed like at the very end, before he cut off doing the TuneIn app, you know, doing the free show.
Right.
Remember, he was just like, so like angry, man, just berating everyone.
Yeah, because, well, that's by that time Trump had been elected and he's very, very anti-Trump.
He was so pissed,
and
though.
So
man.
He was really, and he got really annoyed at pro-Trump callers and pro-Trump people that would post on the show site on Facebook So I think he's had enough of that, and just got sick of dealing with
that shit. Got crazy after a while. Yeah. I remember just listening back 2012, 2013 to about 2015. There were some crazy episodes there, man.
Yeah. And Jesus. Yeah, I think but he was anti-Trump before a lot of people became anti-Trump, because he hated Trump when he was in New York. So he's always had a deep-seated hatred for Trump, you know, which I understand. You know, didn't matter if he was the president or not, he just did not like Donald Trump. So
I think
he got tired of dealing with the
those people,
the Trump nonsense. So I think he said, you know what, which I understand, you know, your sanity and your health should be above everything. So if something's making you uncomfortable or tired, or you know, you feel your health is dwindling, you should stop doing it and or do some other form of it. So I don't have any problem with cutting off the callers and just making it a podcast. I did the same damn thing. I got sick of dealing with the trolls and just hearing the same people call over and over. And then I have to edit out the calls and edit out the crap. You know, the kids, 12-year-old kids would go, "Oh, your mother," you know, you get a lot of that shit. I was like, I understand not, and because people want to hear the host and not the caller so much, especially when you hear the same ones over and over.
Right. Forgetting the other guy's name that was a part of the show for a while. He was like a lawyer.
Adam Sachs.
Where's Adam Sachs? Where is he?
A lot of people didn't like that guy.
Liked him because a lot of people didn't like him. Feathers. That's why I did like him, though, because a lot of people hated him.
Yeah. Well, I think, he was kind of creepy behind the scenes.
No
shit. We got to see that at some of the shows and some of the events that he showed up at.
Oh, that's why you went to some of these events. So you did see Adam Sachs in action. What did he do?
He was kind of douchey. When we did the Dodger games, they would do P1 Dodger games, and he would come and he'd be in a suit and he'd bring his laptop and his, you know, it's like, dude, you're not here to work. You know, we're not impressed by seeing you with your laptop.
He
would bring a fucking laptop. I don't know, because I guess he thought it would be impressing people if it looked like he was working. It's like, you're sitting at a Dodger game.
Why would he bring a laptop to a Dodger game if you're gonna go sit in the press box and eat?
Not only he would bring a laptop, he would fall asleep in the middle of the Dodger game.
Are you serious?
And more than once he's done
what
it
the fuck.
Yeah. So he was famous for that. So that turned into a lot of be funny material. Fucking Adam Sachs sleeping at the Dodger game.
Wow, I totally missed that part.
Yeah, and then people I know that has hired him as a lawyer don't think very favorably of him either.
Holy shit!
Kind of douchey. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I kind of suspected he was a little bit of a shyster.
Yeah, and I think the other problem being he was very pro Trump and pro Republican. And that didn't sit well with the show either.
Yeah. He had a fallout with
We never found out what the actual reason is, but, so I think legally they weren't allowed to talk about it.
I think he got into it with, Tom somehow.
Yeah.
Over something.
Yeah. He wasn't missed. I mean, I usually turned him off when his segment came on, because I thought he was kind of he did sound like kind of a shyster to me.
He was. And that's part of the reason why, you know, I kind of liked him a little bit, because I knew he's kind of like a little bit of a piece of shit. But, you know, I did like when people would berate him on the air.
Yeah.
I did like that too.
He would often give the females that asked him for advice different advice in real life than he would put out on the show.
He
would echo Tom's sentiment about women being gold diggers and such, but he would give exactly the opposite advice to actual female clients, like
in real time,
the guy for everything he's got.
He's playing both sides.
Yeah,
that's what he does.
Yeah. I think he was just acting really on the show.
Of course that's all they all are. He is a tiny hat, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
and he'd wear the same red tie every single. That was another thing we'd make fun of. He always
had
a red tie on. Do you have any other ties? Do you have any other clothes at all?
I did see photographs of him wearing the red tie, so that's why I'm laughing.
Yeah,
that's fucking funny.
Yeah, the red tie and him falling asleep at the Dodger game.
What about Gustavo?
Gustavo, yeah, I see him on Twitter still. He works at the LA Times now, and that I know.
Made the move.
Yeah. I mean, I know his thing has always been fuck Trump, fuck Trump, fuck Trump. Good. That's fine. But, yeah, he hasn't. Well, again, he hasn't been on the show since, you know, I don't think Tom has guests. Well, he does have guests sometimes
on the podcast,
on the podcast. You know, yeah. Sometimes he talks to reporters or people like that.
Yeah.
But I don't think Gustavo has been on. Not that I know.
Interesting.
Again, you know, he's big time at the Times now. I think he's full time there. So
I guess so. I guess so. I was just curious what these people were doing now. I have not checked in with them at all. I do remember, what's his name? The first producer that was there. The sound guy.
The first sound guy, the first engineer, Art Webb.
Art Webb, yeah. I was going to say, yeah, Art something I was going to say.
Yeah, Art Webb, we saw Art Webb at Gary Adino's when they went to Lancers for a little Christmas get-togethers a few years ago. Art Webb was there, so very quietly, kind of sitting there, not really talking to people.
I wonder why. There. Just showing moral support?
Yeah, I guess. Mike Timpson has always been more of a... he would always show up big time to events like that and always put on a good show. So we always liked Timpson better than Art Webb anyway, as a person.
I did like Art Webb, some of the stuff he brought to the table at times. Yeah. But yeah, I did like the show a bit better when Mike took over. But Art Webb, I recall seeing him being a part of another network out of Chicago. It was like UFO.
He was producing thing. Fucking like sports for ABC Radio or something like that. Because I thought I saw heard his name in the credits for KABC when they're not Dodger games, but something else. Some other sports shit they produced there.
Yeah.
I heard his name come up. So he's in radio somewhere.
He's doing something. Yeah. So that's good. That's good. Holy shit. And what about Gary and Dino before we wrap it up here?
Gary Dino are still they going still hard. Got their podcast still going strong. Every they put out a show every week. Usually it's at least 3 hours long, and again, it's subscription only. But they're still going, and every Saturday night they have a Zoom party. They've been doing it for over a year since the COVID shit first broke out, and that's become a big deal. Instead of live events, which we can't go to, they do this, and get anywhere up to 100 people showing up at these things at any given time.
Right on.
And sometimes Tom Likas is in there. You never know who's going to show up. A lot of faces you'll recognize from Likas' show are in there. I've been in there several times. So
Tom actually shows up.
Sometimes, yeah. If it's a special occasion, like they just had their 1 year anniversary of doing that, and they also recently had their 900th show. So I think he showed up for the Boozoom the week after.
God damn. Yeah. Sounds like a good time then. Well,
sometimes Timpson shows up, and people you've known from the Likas show, like Lewis, remember he was waiting on Be Funny. He shows up a lot. And
so he's still around. Holy shit.
So a lot of the old schoolers will pop in and do that.
Yeah, there's lots of familiar names I recall that were like normal regular callers. Some of them I'm sure you remember, just some of them were just fucking wild, man.
Oh, yeah. Which is good, because any goofy caller we write down, we make jokes about him and Be Funny. So any goofy, any weirdo that's calling in about his wife, beating him up or not letting him do anything, like it's 101 kind of stuff.
I'm forgetting so many names, man, that were like, they had these calls and they were just epic. Like that one caller who was crying about like his dad to Tom and all this shit. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
I'm bringing his name. He sounded like a ghetto fucking guy.
Yeah, I know. There were some characters. I mean, with any call-in show, you're going to get some characters.
Oh, yeah. God damn. That was some good radio, man. Listen to
Coast to Coast. I mean, that's, you want to talk about goofball callers.
Yeah. You do have those fun callers, but I mean, man, Tom's show back in like 2013, like from 2012 to 2015, you'd have these crazy fucking callers, though.
Yeah.
God damn. Missed that.
Oh, yeah. Well, anybody who's nuts goes right to the front of the line. Dino just bumps them up to the, it's like, this will be a good one. Let's get him on there first.
Oh, man. It's too bad that show's not around anymore.
Yeah.
But, that was fun.
Again, he does do a podcast, which is good. And Gary Dino are still belting out shows after over 10 years. So they're, also Gary and Dino have both moved to separate places in Arizona. Neither one of them is in California anymore.
Oh wow, that I did not know.
Yeah, They during the really during the middle of the pandemic, they saw the Gary especially saw the writing on the wall, because when the riots happened in on Melrose during last year's riots around town, that was right in Gary's neighborhood.
Oh shit!
You know, after that happened, he was starting to wonder. Listen, you know, what am I paying all this money for, and really getting nothing? You know, when you know you got all this shit going on, Melrose and most of LA has gone down the toilet.
Right.
And you know, it's just it's
not worth it.
Peace of mind, over anything else. So he packed up and moved out of state, and quite a few people did. So.
Very cool. Well,
they do the show from separate addresses, but it still sounds like the old Gary and Dino show. You know, it's not enough. Hardly anything is changing. They don't talk about politics or any nonsense. They just talk about stuff, guy stuff, you know.
Right. As they always did. So, yeah. Phil, once again, I do want to thank you for being a part of the program. Always a honor and pleasure to have you here.
Pleasure to be here. Let's do it again soon.
For sure, brother. Good to hear you, man. We'll talk again soon.
Absolutely. I'm going to go watch the LA Kings lose another game.
All right, brother. Take care.
All right. Peace out.
Good night, brother.
Good night.
And there he goes, boys and girls. That was Big Angry Phil. Check him out whenever you get the chance to. And I do want to thank all of you out there who press play on this episode on the Patreon series. And if you are a first-time listener and like what you heard, don't be shy. Join in today. $1 or $2 or $3 or $4 or even $5. The price is up to you. Once again, thank you so much for being here, boys and girls. I'm Michael Deacon, and with that said, the world is a mysterious place, and life itself is a mystery. Until next time, mahalo.